to San Antonio, a sanctuary city, even though they're not allowed. Producer Robin Geske joins us with details on why some say that is the case. Robin.
It all starts with an incident that happened back before Christmas, December 23rd. SAPD pulls over an 18-wheeler and they talk to the driver. The driver seemed kind of nervous, agitated, and they kind of did a little bit of investigation and found 12 suspected illegal immigrants in the back of the truck. They talked to the people in the back of the truck. They said they were from Guatemala. So they arrested the driver. But they did something a little unusual in this case. They arrested him and they charged him with the state human trafficking crime rather than the federal statute.
Who arrested him?
The San Antonio Police Department.
Okay.
Yeah, San Antonio
Police
Department.
That explains that. Really. Yeah. I mean, you know, they weren't federal authorities.
Well, right. But
did they call in federal authorities?
I was just about to say, they did respond. There were immigration officials at the scene. They respond to anything that is sizable like this, any time that you find, just because of the number of deaths that we've had in the state of Texas and across the country, they will respond any time they hear about something like this happening. Well, the feds were on the scene, and so was the police chief, William McManus, and he said, you know, no thanks, we've got it from here. We're going to handle this on the local level rather than turning it over to the federal authorities. It's kind of unusual that this happened. A lot of people are saying that it's really unusual because the feds are the ones, obviously, that they have the capabilities to, you know, investigate things like this and to prosecute cases just like this one.
Well, the federal government is responsible for national security,
right?
Border security,
right?
And all of these immigration matters,
right? And
so Texas can have its own, you know, law.
That's what I was going to say. Since we are a border state, we do have our own law. Chief McManus actually held a news conference on Friday. He was talking about a number of other things, but he wasn't necessarily talking about this case until he was asked about it. And he said that he was at the scene and that he made these choices. And he said that he would choose it this way again. Let's listen in.
Based on the information that I had on the scene and the situation at the scene, the number of police officers we had standing around, the number of people who were lined up on the curb, that was absolutely, in my mind, the right decision at that time.
That makes no sense whatsoever. What he just said makes absolutely no sense. That's not an explanation.
Right. He said just because there are people.
We had people standing around. So, okay.
Now, you may remember back in June, a very similar event happened also in San Antonio, also involving the San Antonio police. The only difference is that 8 people died in that event. There was a tractor trailer that was found at a Walmart. There were 8 people that were found dead in the back of the tractor trailer. That was prosecuted, obviously, at the federal level. This is really the first time that anybody has seen a local entity basically say, you know, we don't need your help to the federal authorities.
Not only a local entity, but a single individual apparently making this decision on his own.
Right. He said basically that, you know, they're made on a case-by-case basis, and he made that decision to do it this way, you know, in this particular case. But because it's being charged at the local level, that means a local DA is going to have to prosecute the case rather than federal authorities.
And what's he saying?
Well, he's not really, he's kind of confused as much as we are. His name is Nico LaHood. He's been in office for 3 years. He said that he doesn't understand why this move was made.
The feds have always handled these type of cases. So that's why I had questions on why this one and why now. And so we had a discussion about that. But I think in the general terms, I think the feds are more equipped. This is what they do.
But then we don't even know where these immigrants are right now because they were released.
That's exactly. They were released. The driver of the truck, his name is Herbert Nichols, 58-year-old from Houston. He was arrested and taken into custody. And at that time, these immigrants, the 12 immigrants, were handed over to Catholic Charities. They were probably given, you know, meal, chance to freshen up, and then they were released. And nobody really knows, you know, where they went. And that's
turned loose in Texas.
Correct.
Not taken back across the border or all the way to Guatemala or wherever they came from.
Correct. And they were just, you know, let free. And so that's also, LaHood is kind of, you know, he said that that's another problem that he's going to run into because, again, those are the witnesses to his case.
Yeah.
You know, if he can't find them, then, you know, not only that, the SAPD makes it their policy not to ask immigration status, so there's nothing documented on paper.
So the truck driver will be prosecuted, but his illegally smuggled cargo will not be. They've disappeared.
They've disappeared. They were let loose, you know, like I said, with nothing on paper to even prosecute the truck driver with, really. I mean, there's nothing.
Sure, going to be interesting to see to see what Jeff Sessions has to say about this police chief.
Right. Well, and he's pretty at odds with McManus quite a bit because he's one of the most vocal anti-SB4 people that there is in the state of Texas as far as Chief McManus is concerned. Mm-hmm. So they think that McManus making this decision to not go with federal authorities is part of that. It's kind of his way of, you know, being anti-SB4 and anti-sanctuary cities law.
It's rebellion is what it is. And it's not, you know, I mean, it doesn't reach the level of treason, but it is contrary to we were talking about this earlier this morning, the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, mm-hmm. which says federal government laws are above and trump trump state laws,
right,
in issues federal law.
Right. And in this case, there is some confusion with SB 4 because parts of it were enacted and parts of it weren't, but not to this extent.
So what's going to happen from here? Any idea?
I have no idea. McManus has scheduled a one-on-one with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement to determine a protocol on how to handle these types of situations in the future. I think ICE wants him to kind of come up with a plan and not make it so arbitrary, you know, case-by-case basis. It's decide who prosecutes the case. I think they want a hard and fast list of rules that would determine, you know, who handles what cases in the future.
All right. Robin Geske, thank you.